sides twist with anger. It meant that Adelaide was not avenged. Her blood debt still went unpaid, and he could not rest so long as that was the case. Yolande would rightly frown on him for failing in his duty to the one he loved and was sworn to protect. It was more than that, though. Rodolphe had caused her pain and suffering, and that tore at Wulfric's soul like nothing else. As much as Donato and Rodolphe had scurried to satisfy the ambassador's every request, the Ruripathian was the one who had incited matters. Whatever his reasons, he was the cause for her being sent south. Her blood debt lay at his door also, and it was Wulfric's duty to settle it. The ambassador first, then Rodolphe. It did little to diminish his desire to cut the life from Rodolphe, but that day would come too. The air filled with a scent of pine as the forest closed in around the narrow road. He slowed his horse and made himself comfortable in the saddle. Elsberg was a long ride. Rodolphe. There was blood splattered all over the great hall, along with a growing stink of dead men. Rodolphe had encountered both before, and they did little to stir him. The southern soldiers chattered away behind him, but Rodolphe blocked it out as he stared at his father's bloated body. He had felt no great affection for the man in life,